Hi, I'm Wayne Jones. Welcome to Writing and Editing, the podcast for people who deal with words, writers, readers, and listeners, editors and their clients, and anyone interested in the English language. I'm solo today with the feature, A Few More Words, Doom Scrolling. This is episode 181 of the podcast. I was tipped to this word or reminded of this word when I was listening to The Decibel, which is one of my favorite podcasts, on May 9th. And the host used the word just right at the beginning of the episode. And it was an episode about real estate and the high prices of real estate in Toronto, especially. And here's what they said when the two of them were talking, she and her guest.
Under the listing description, it says that there's 450 square feet of a private rooftop terrace where you can tan naked with an exclamation mark.
Selling point right there.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
$1.3 million to be naked at home.
In the middle of Toronto.
Yeah.
At some point, you've probably done what economics reporter Matt Lundy and I were doing. Doom scrolling through real estate listings.
So I looked up the word and it's not in the Oxford English Dictionary, which, as you know, is mentioned in I would say every episode of this this little feature that I do. It's also not mentioned in kind of like the big American, well, not kind of like, the big American dictionary, which is the Merriam-Webster Unabridged, and it's available online as well. Not mentioned there is either. Where I did find it mentioned in a standard dictionary is in the Collins Dictionary, and they term it British English, which probably says that the definition is a little out of date because it's definitely not a British term. I mean, I hear it in Canada. It's an American term. You certainly hear it in the U.S. And they've got it's kind of a charming definition for it. They call it informal. They say that doom scrolling is the activity of searching web pages for worrying content. That seems weird because that definition, because you can see what they're getting at, but it sort of reminds me a little that someone might, you know, be searching the web for, you know, what diseases they might have, or what's the chance of being hit by a missile from China, or whatever it might be. But it's generally not that, and certainly not but the price of real estate in Toronto. So since I was finding so little about it, I looked at linguists use what are called in the plural corpora, and in the singular they're called a corpus, and these are basically gigantic databases of words, sentences from magazines and that sort of thing. And there's one, and they're often freely available. I just had to register for one called News of the World, which said at the time that it has 17.3 billion words in it. So the idea of it, of course, is that you'll be able, once you do searches, the search mechanism was pretty easy. You can find words that haven't made it to the dictionary yet. Maybe you, see them in context, see them, what the source is and what the surrounding words are, might even be able to figure out the meaning. And indeed, I did find it in there. I found a doom scroll in a Vanity Fair article in 2020. It was an interview of the director, Christopher Nolan. And here's the sentence that they quote there. That the author wrote. It's so sad that Nolan may never know the glorious, mindless pleasure of looking at stuff on one's phone, of filling up a spare 10 minutes with a Twitter-induced doom scroll. And then I looked for doom scrolling, and I found it, again, around the same time, around 2020, in a magazine, I think, called Ars Technica. The sentence there is, doom scrolling is slowly eroding your mental health. Oh, boy. But that had a word that within the listing, because many hits came up. I think there was over 100 for doom scrolling. But it had in one of the links, in the earliest link, I think, it had a link to a feature that Merriam-Webster does called Words We're Watching. About words that they've noticed that are starting to be used and that they might want to consider putting in the dictionary at some time. And the two words there they had were doom surfing and doom scrolling. Doom scrolling is what you do, of course. Doom surfing is what you do when you're on a browser, say on a desktop. And doom scrolling, of course, is what you'd have to do on your telephone. But I want to talk about doom scrolling. And they had an example of that. And they had even a little kind of explanation where they were trying to kind of make some kind of guess at the date. And I have something interesting to say about this as well. So they talk about having found it in the Los Angeles Times, but then they go on to say, now this is basically the article that's being quoted on the page there on the Merriam-Webster Words We're Watching page. However, the Times can't be credited with inventing the word. Quartz reporter Karen Ho has been posting regular reminders on Twitter, often between the hours of 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., to stop doom scrolling and go to bed. But as Ho pointed out, she spotted the term's use on Twitter in a post from October 2018, and the word could easily have online origins even earlier than that. So what they've effectively done there is that in that huge corpus that I quoted from earlier, they've found a use, or they're mentioning a use that's probably about a year and a half or almost 2 years earlier than the one mentioned there. And in fact, as you'll discover, it's even earlier than that, because I did a little more poking around. So I thought what I would do would be to try Google Advanced Search. You know, there is, you can use the regular Google, which is just the beautiful single box, and you put in keywords and you get what you need. And I put in doom scrolling. And then but the way Google Advanced Search works is that you can also say, only give me examples from, say, the year 2000 to the year 2005. So I kept going back and kept going back and kept going back. And where I stopped finding examples of the use of the word doom scrolling was when I got to 1995. There were examples as far back as the year 2000, which I find incredible. But sometimes that's the way it might work, that it might start, you know, a word might start getting used as far back as 23 years ago, but it just doesn't catch on. And now it's certainly caught on. It looks like it sort of caught on during the COVID period. Remember those quotes were all from 2020 or a couple of them were. And that's when probably people had lots of time and lots of incentive to be doom scrolling through things because life was bad and all you had to do in a lot of ways was sit around and look at your phone. I'm exaggerating, of course. There's a lot more to do. There may have been a little baby boom that came out of that. So obviously people were doing more than scrolling through their phones. But that's interesting. So basically, now I don't know. I don't know how sort of scientific the algorithm is for Google how accurate it is to cite that. But basically what I'm saying is that if I do an advanced search on Google and say, give me examples from 1995 of doom scrolling, it comes up with zero hits. If I do the same search and say, give me examples from the year 2000, it comes up with hits. So I didn't bother to track down the exact year, but sometime between 1995 and the year 2000, there started to be hits. There started to be, this word started to appear online. So that tells you something right there. I find that fascinating. And that's probably why the Merriam-Webster folks are still watching it, because you know, it may come to be, I think of it as a very common word now. And if it's that podcast I was talking about is put out by the Globe and Mail, which for those of you who don't live in Canada, is sort of like the New York Times of Canada in a certain way. It's the grand newspaper kind of thing. So, you know, it's not as if it's some weird term that's only found in alternative media or in unusual contexts or in niche contexts. So apart from the dates, though, so that's interesting. I just want to move on and talk about how great an example of a word it is, how great a word it is, doomscrolling, and a great illustration of how words get formed in English. What I like about it is that if someone just put it on the page in front of you, doom scrolling, it's the kind of word that you already have to know the meaning of in order to know the meaning of. Because if you just put doom scrolling there, who knows what that means? It could mean anything. And there's something cavalier about the word. It's very exaggerated. For example, if those folks were simply going through a list of high real estate prices, I don't think that's really I don't really think that falls into the category of doom. I'm going to talk a little bit about doom later. And, so there's something sort of inherently funny and ironic about the word itself, doom scrolling. I really like it as a word. I think it really, really sort of fits the language and fits the kind of a pattern of how words end up in the language. Now, just to end off, I just wanted to talk about the word doom, which is an extremely old word in English. Often these one-syllable words that have either just one vowel or in effect, this has one vowel, a double vowel in it. Often those are very, very old words in English. This one, the citation, this is definitely in the OED. This one goes back to it's even weird to say it. This one goes back to the year 825. So it's only, 1,200 years old. And the meaning has changed a lot over the centuries, though. Back in 825, it didn't quite mean what it means now. It didn't get its current meaning until about 1400. So about the use of doom to mean what we mean it to mean now has been in use for, let me count it right, over 600 years. And even that's amazing enough, I find. So I'll end there. Doom scrolling. May it enter the dictionaries so that it will be easier to sort of find more information about it. And that's all for the day. Thanks for listening. Check out the show notes for links and writingediting.ca for more info. My guest on the next episode is David Williams, who's a professor at the University of Waterloo in Canada. He's got a large grant to study the very English Oxford English Dictionary that I mentioned just now and that I mentioned in all these word episodes. And not just study it, but to make what's called a vari aurum edition of it. Basically a kind of a history of its changes through the years. That's oversimplifying, but I talk with them on Monday. Please join me.